I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnese. Joining us, Brett Baer, anchor of Special Report on the Fox News Channel. Brett, thank you for joining us again. We appreciate it. How are you?
Good.
Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan penned a piece, an opinion piece, where they talk about Jeff Sessions not being able to control the department and talks about these ongoing investigations by the Mueller team with zero evidence of any kind of collusion and how he needs to get a hold of that. Where do you think these investigations by Mueller and company are going to go in the new year?
Well, I think they're going to continue. I don't know what it's going to end up with. You know, for all of the talk about there's no collusion, the giant caveat is we don't know what we don't know as far as what they're going to bring forward. You know, you have the two sides. You have the Mueller investigation and whatever they're looking into. But then you have the investigation into the investigation. And what the FBI did, and today is a significant day, Devin Nunes, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, getting all the documents that he has been requesting for a long time from the Justice Department and the FBI, and getting the witnesses that he wanted to talk to. Now, this is about the formation of the dossier and Fusion GPS and what the FBI did and didn't do at the beginning of the investigation. At the same time, you have all of this reporting that the DOJ is back into investigating the Clinton emails and the Clinton Foundation. And, you know, you throw all that against the wall, it gets muddy, but I think it's going to continue for quite some time.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like all of a sudden this week, especially in the last 24 hours, the Justice Department is doing a lot of things that conservatives, by and large, are going to be pleased with, or at least are grateful for, and the types of things that they've been demanding that Jeff Sessions do. Do you sense, or is there any reporting to suggest that Jeff Sessions all of a sudden feels like the pressure has led him to this moment, that he needs to start doing these things?
I don't. I don't have that, you know, nugget of reporting that's the impetus of
right.
it. But clearly, there are lawmakers calling for Sessions to resign, and that's public, including those two you mentioned, Jordan and Meadows. And I think, you know, there had been pressure for him to do something. Maybe that's the result of it. I do think that these investigations on the Clinton side have been going on for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. I want to ask you about the real big news of this week, Steve Bannon, Donald Trump. What did you make of the comments, especially that came from the president of the United States? Because in many regards, these seemed unprecedented, the president coming down very hard on his former advisor.
Yeah, I think it was just interesting to watch. This is obviously how Donald Trump, as a candidate, as a businessman, has operated for years, and that is to punch back, and to punch back hard. I think that it sounds like there were a lot of people urging him not to go that far, and to not have his lawyers send a cease and desist letter to the publisher. Because, I mean, if you could ask for any possible publicity, that might be it. That might be the biggest. If the president of the United States cease and desist, don't publish this book, so they move it up to today, the pub date, you couldn't ask for better publicity.
Yeah, you had mentioned Hillary Clinton and investigations into her emails. We also found out that the Justice Department is launching an inquiry into the Clinton Foundation and allegations of pay-to-play. Was there ever an investigation prior to this, or is this the first one?
No, there were, definitely. And what we don't know, we hope to find out, is that whether they had been ongoing, whether they were dormant, whether they had been restarted. But the Arkansas office had been looking into it for quite some time.
And I thought that the New York office was involved in the Clinton Foundation with some filings and some tax issues.
That's true.
In New York.
But there were multiple offices. And to the extent that it had been just going on and is restarted, or this is a new effort, the reporting today is that there were new interviews in recent weeks by different people along that investigation. But we're going to you know, dig into it today. There's a lot of balls in the air as far as trying to get the nuggets of what's real and what's not.
Who is not being investigated in Washington?
Exactly. I mean, there's basically a lot of folks. I do think that we have to put it in the big picture of somebody at home in the middle of the country. Are they paying that much attention to fire and fury and the back and forth and all of these investigations and following every little nuance of who said what about who? Or, you know, do they care about their pocketbook and how their family's doing?
I think that's important, especially because you saw the approval ratings actually tick up after the tax reform package was passed. So,
yeah, the market crosses 25,000.
Yeah.
I think people's perspective is changing, but we'll see what comes out of these investigations.
Well, this year, obviously, very important politically for the President of the United States and the Republican Party if they want to hold on to both the House and the Senate. Today, congressional leaders are going to be meeting with President Trump. You've got at Camp David to discuss all of this. What will be top of mind in those conversations?
Well, first of all, funding the government and getting this deadline on January 19th, it sounds to me like they're getting closer on a DACA deal with immigration. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that plays because, you know, the president has been saying wall, 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 but the wall may be more technical and, you know, high-tech border security rather than a physical wall that the Democrats agreed to.
This is like a drones and sensors kind of thing?
Yeah, and patrol officers and other things. Is that going to be good enough for, you know, the Trump base or for the president? It sounds like they're getting closer, and maybe it's some hybrid of the two.
Hey, just looking to your crystal ball for the coming year, where do you see, you know, the Mueller investigation going? Where do you see DACA going? What are going to be the big stories, let's say, in the next 6 months, for instance?
Well, you're going to have to come to a conclusion on DACA really soon because they're tying it to the funding of the government. And I think, you know, if a deal is going to be agreed to, I think this month, whether it gets implemented not until March or how it happens, and that's going to really roil some conservatives about how that rolls out. It's really going to upset some of the base. I think that you're going to see a lot of things moving on Capitol Hill. Dodd-Frank regulations, repealing those. They're going to have to come up with some solution on Obamacare and moving forward with health care as the individual mandate has been repealed, essentially, in the tax reform bill. And so the focus goes to Capitol Hill. How and when the Mueller investigation comes forward, you know, it's going to probably be like a bomb cyclone one day and just drop a, much like we saw the, you know, Manafort Papadopoulos announcement. And I don't know where it's going.
Yeah, those things tend to happen on Fridays. So hold your breath. Good to happen. Thank you very much. Really appreciate your time,
Brett
Baer.
Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. You'll see Brett Baer on Special Report, 6 o'clock on the Fox News Channel each weekday.